pasa, Lola? Ya no eres la misma muchacha. Que maldito te robó la gracia. Baby, me hace falta, mucha falta. Quédate junto a mí, quédate, Lola. Que me vuelvo loco por un beso. Y no llores más por su regreso. Yo te quiero mucho y de tu boca todo me gusta a mí.
Boutros Ghali, put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
To find love, we wanted success until nothing was enough, until my middle name was excess. Somehow I lost touch when you went out of sight. Got lost into the city, got lost into the night. Help, head into blackout, till someone told me run on in, honey, for somebody blows your goddamn brains out. You shoplifted as a child, I had a model smile. You carried all my hopes until something broke inside. But now
die of shock. Die without a trial. Die on Good Friday while holding each other tight. And this is kind of about you. And this is kind of about me. And we just kind of lost our way. We were looking to be free, but one day.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. And welcome to the show. We just heard PJ Harvey, We Float from Stories from the Sea and Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea. Gosh, I need to wake up. In the studio today, we do not have Christian Ratcliffe. Wah! Unfortunately, my co-host is away for 2 weeks. He's tramping his way through Alberta and Saskatchewan selling some threads for work. So just want to give him a shout out. We miss you, but I'm very excited to talk to my friend Marcus, who's in the studio today. Hi, welcome, Marcus.
How's it going, Flo?
Good, good, good. Thank you for keeping me company tonight.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
So Marcus is actually a mini Vancouver celebrity, I guess we could say, couldn't we?
Almost, not quite. Still got a ways to go.
Don't be so modest. So Marcus is the esteemed drummer of two local Vancouver bands. Do you want to give a shout out to your bands?
Yeah, I do. I play in Kill Matilda and The Velvet Chameleon. And we're both from Vancouver, and I play drums in both of them because that's the only thing I can do other than being a radio co-host from time to time.
That's right. We love to have him in the studio. So we will be actually listening to one of the Kill Matilda tracks later on, won't we?
Yeah, our single. We have a music video for it on YouTube, and we're trying to promote it right now.
Oh, excellent. So we love to sell it. We love to promote the local music, and also Kill Matilda has been involved in some charity stuff that we'll talk about later on. So I hope everybody's doing well this week. Last week we talked about a bit about Haiti and the earthquake, and I think it's still very relevant to still talk about it this week. I don't know if you got, have you heard much of what's been happening in Haiti over the last week with regards to the relief efforts and stuff, Marcus?
I've heard things are going pretty well with the relief efforts. Not like the, I think the country still definitely is recovering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hear that they, like there's so much aid going there, and unfortunately it's become a bottleneck where just because of the logistical nightmare of all the roads being destroyed and things like that, it's really hard for a lot of the aid to get out to the sort of outer areas of Haiti, unfortunately. But it is, and I also heard, this is a very sad thing that I heard the other day around how many people are homeless now. There's 2 million Haitians homeless. So
yeah.
they're in desperate needs of beds and food and shelter and things like that. So I just wanted to give another plug for anyone who hasn't been able to give some money or donate some products or whatever to the Haiti Appeal. I have given some of my money to Safeway. Safeway is doing a thing around donating when you go into their stores, and their money, their donations that you give through Safeway go to Red Cross. I also donated today, actually, to the Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières.
Very nice. Very nice accent.
Thank you. I can't speak French. I don't hate the French. I just can't speak it.
I hate the French.
Oh, that's a bit controversial. Watch out. He's in the studio 10 minutes and he's already...
He's
already lighting fires. So I just wanted to say, like, it's so easy now. And, you know, $5, $2, whatever makes a difference. I know that I've seen that CEDA, which is a Canadian... What is CEDA stand for?
Canadian International Development Agency.
Oh, good stuff. You get 5 points. They're pledging to match every dollar donated by Canadian citizens to UNICEF. So that's a real incentive to either donate to UNICEF, because whatever you give, it's going to be doubled automatically.
I'm not sure if it's CEDA matching, but Oxfam Canada is also getting their donations matched dollar for dollar.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's good. So that's two organizations that are involved. You can also, if you don't have a computer and you have a cell phone, you can text. The Salvation Army is taking text donations, and it's a donation of $5 if you text Haiti, H-A-I-T-I, to 45678. And we talked about that last week as well. And if you're in the US and you haven't donated or heard about Haiti, or I'm sure you have heard about Haiti, but there's also a few text donations that you can do. You can donate to $10 to the Red Cross if you just text Haiti to 90999, or you can text YELE, which is YELE, to 501501, and that donates $5 to the YELE Haiti earthquake relief efforts, which is actually Wycliffe Jean's Haiti foundation that we talked about a while ago.
Okay.
As well. So the next band that we have up, we're keeping with the ladies for the next little while, because last week it was a lot of men, which we don't like at CITR. We like to keep it in you know, equal standing.
That's very good.
So what do you think of the next song or like the next artist, Marcus?
Blondie. I don't know what to say about Blondie that hasn't already been said before. So let's just leave it at that.
Okay. Well, the song that we're actually going to be playing is War Child. So enjoy.
We'll be right back. CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Tired of your shit, and you don't ever buy me nothing. See, every time you come around, you've got to bring a Jim, James, Paul, and Tyrone. Can't we be by ourselves sometimes? And I've been having this on my mind for a long time. And I just don't want this to be you and me like it used to be. So baby, you don't know how to act, and as a matter of fact, I think you better call up Tyrone and call him and see him come on. Come on, come on, come on. You better call up Tyrone, oh, and tell him I said come on. Now every time I cash, and you say no, and you turn around and you ask me for some ass. Whoa, 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 hold up, listen, partner. No, I ain't no cheap thrill, because my Badu, she's always coming for real. No, but you know the deal, sugar. Now, every time you go somewhere, I've got to reach deep down in my purse, all to pay your way and your homeboy's way, and sometimes your cousin's way. And you don't ever have to pay, no, you don't have no car. Hang around in bars, trying to hang around with stars. Like Batu, I'm gonna tell you the truth. You better call out time on. I'm here to let you know the way I feel is real. Rain or the wrong or right, you need to tell your boys to find another place to watch that goddamn fight. So light my cone, don't sing this song. I don't give a shit if you can't get it. You can't get it. You can't get it alone. So I get up on your knees and dance, boy, 'cause I'm gonna sing it to the preacher man, boy. I think that you better call. You can't.
use my phone. No, you can't use my phone. No, but you can't use my phone.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver, and that last track goes out to my roommate Andrea. I hope she's listening. She better be. She hasn't listened before, so that was for you. That was Tyrone by Bertie Blackman, and Tyrone is actually a song from Erykah Badu. So that was a cover by Bertie Blackman, who is an Australian artist. Yay!
Yay, Australia.
Yay, Australia. It's Australia Day next Wednesday, I think, the 26th, whenever the 26th is.
Cool.
So for any Australians out there, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. I know, and I'm really embarrassed by that, so we'll move on. So Bertie Blackman has been in a pretty cool thing, and it's actually, she's sort of integrated music and art. She did some original drawings, and she put them on sale, and all the profits went to Support Act, which is an Australian Music Industries Benevolent Fund, And so that's to help Australian music out there. So that's we got to give her props for actually integrating art and music together for a good cause.
Awesome.
And then before that, who do we hear, Marcus?
We heard Bjork, famous swan dress wearing lady.
I love that outfit.
Yeah, it's pretty classic.
Well, she actually, when I was doing my research about it, she it went for auction, that famous swan dress, and the money went to Oxfam in 2005. So that's good for her. I'm glad that the swan dress not only made a stir back in the Oscars, whenever that was, in 2000 or something, but it was actually put to good use at the end of it.
Yeah, very good. That's a very good life cycle for that swan.
Yes, exactly. And Bjork is we listened to I don't even want to know if I can say it properly. Yoga.
Sure.
Okay, we'll go with that. I apologize for anyone who's Icelandic out there. I have terrible Icelandic language.
Maybe it's Yoha.
Yoha. Okay, I'll go with that. That sounds good. So that was from Homogenic from a while ago, and a great song. I love that song. It's just so powerful, and it's got some great lyrics in it. So we love Bjork. She's actually, I'm sure that you guys all heard when the global financial crisis hit that.
Oh, yes.
What happened to Iceland? Poor Iceland.
Iceland pretty much imploded. I'm an economics major, so I know this. That's a technical term.
Okay, so they went bankrupt, right?
Yeah, the entire country went bankrupt.
Okay, does, from an economics point of view, how does a country go bankrupt? Because when I heard about that, my jaw dropped. I was like, okay, I understand a company going bankrupt. I've heard rumors that California, the state, is going bankrupt. I don't know about that, but...
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger took care of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good, go the governator.
Yeah.
So how does a country become bankrupt?
The honest answer is I don't know, but we'll pretend it's really boring and I won't explain it to you. How about that?
Oh, okay. Well, I hope your economics professor's not listening in.
Yeah, me too. I failed them.
Oh, and then at the top of that sec, we heard Blondie with War Child from, I think it was 1982. That song created a lot of controversy in the United Kingdom at that time, and it was actually banned from the radio because England had just started being involved in the Falklands War. And so, obviously, that's quite an anti-war message. So they weren't very happy with Blondie at that stage.
Well, I'm glad we're not England in 1982.
I am too, because that's a killer track, and I've only just discovered that, so I really, really like it. So what is happening next for Are You Aware, young Marcus?
Well, next up, I think we have a song from a band called Kill Matilda.
Oh, my God. I've heard that in rock.
Yeah, I've heard that I'm the drummer in that band. So this song's called She's a Killer, and what I recommend everyone do is you go on YouTube and search for She's a Killer by Kill Matilda, and you put your computer on mute, play the video, and then we'll spin this song, and you can dance in your underwear in your living room.
I really, really like the video. I thought it was really cool. Where was it shot?
It was shot in a dirt biking trail out by, what is it? Chilliwack.
Okay.
Yeah, and in one shot, you actually see our lead guitarist. This is from a take when she was doing her guitar solo, and some dirt bike riders rode off onto our set off screen, and she gave them a really pissed off look. And you
Sorry,
see that
Mom.
In the video. So. Well, I can't say the P word.
Don't say the P word. Maybe not. I don't know.
she was very angrified. And you see a quick shot of that in our video. And if you thought she was just pretend angry, it's actually real anger you see there.
Wow. And how long has Kill Matilda been kicking around?
Kill Matilda's been kicking around for at least 3 years, but I haven't even been with the band for 1 year, actually. So.
Nice.
I'm kind of a newbie to the band.
And are they playing any shows?
They are, actually, on Friday 29th, which is not tomorrow, but the Friday after that. We'll be playing at the Fairview Pub on Broadway with The Fury and Bullets Over Beauty.
Excellent. And the next three songs is kind of like Marcus's little mixtape.
That's right.
Because I, if anyone was listening last week, I have to give a shout out to Free Flow and say to them thank you again for their great interview and the mixtape. We had a lot of fun in the studio last week and they played some killer tracks. So we with our mixtapes, that when we ask the bands to come in and any guests that come in and or anyone who gets interviewed on Are You Aware, we love to share the music and we ask them to choose some songs that they see that represents their views around social justice or music that's just has a special message behind it or an artist that's involved in social justice work. So we've chosen Kill Matilda. What is charitable stuff have Kill Matilda done?
Well, there's a local promotions or like a show promotion company called Indigo Unleashed. And what they did was they put together a calendar for 2010 featuring, it's called Maidens in Music, and it features Vancouver, like, girls from Vancouver who play in rock bands.
Nice.
And it's a really hot and sexy calendar full of, like, you know, girls holding their guitars, rocking out in various positions. 12 of them. Actually, there's more, because I think in 1 month there's, like, 3 girls on that page. But,
That's bang for your buck.
Yeah, that's right. The girl Icarus is featured on the cover of that calendar. That's my singer. And, the calendar goes to benefit the BC Children's Hospital.
Excellent. What a great idea.
Yeah, and later on, I'm going to be playing another song from a band that is featured in that calendar as well.
Which we will talk about afterwards. So why don't you announce your band again?
Well, I hope everyone's got the YouTube video loaded up.
We have given them enough time now.
Okay, so this is Kill Matilda. She's a killer.
Excellent. On CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Yeah. bosom of the Brooklyn ground, they shout.
Can you hear them?
The stories and screams way beyond your wildest dreams. The faces and names.
Can you hear them?
Have you heard of what the whisper said? Let the dead bury the dead, steam rising from these city streets.
Can you hear them?
Through neighborhoods of the deep north, as a night falls and the lights of New York, it is you, the ones who.
Can you hear them?
That's another way of life. Under this system, there's a whole other way we could be living. That's another way of life. Under this system, there's a whole other way we could be living. He told me life's a shame. Meanwhile, the poet of the park was selling them for change. To keep the dead alive is a hard job. The ghosts of the past can never hold us back. As you, the ones who.
That's another way of life under this system. There's a whole other way we could be living. That's another way of life under this system. There's a whole other way we could be living. That's another way of life under this system. There's a whole other way.
Down where you look, where this hurts It's been so long, we're glad we came before we got the fame or had a name. A story hasn't changed with accolades, we're still standing and we'll be back again. It's been so long.
Australian hip-hop group The Hilltop Hoods have already dominated Down Under, and now they're looking to do the same here in Canada. Catch The Hilltop Hoods February 10th at Venue in Vancouver.
The tour, in support of their platinum album State of the Art, will be their first headlining tour in Canada. See The Hilltop Hoods up close and personal before they graduate to stadium shows.
Tickets are going fast, so get yours sooner than later. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster, Livestock and Zulu.
The Hilltop Hoods at Venue in Vancouver, February 10th. Don't miss it.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Are You Aware on CITR 101.9 FM. The last song you heard was Ready, Set, Die, a local band, and they were featured in a calendar by Indigo Unleashed that benefits the BC Children's Hospital, and my band Kill Matilda played with them a little while ago, which is where I found out about them.
And if you weren't listening before, that calendar features 12 hot rock chicks from Vancouver, right?
Well, it features 12 months, like all calendars, but okay. It features more than 12 hot girls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So all you music geeks out there, go and buy it, because you'll have 12 months of hot girls with guitars and drums. And
yeah, I think if you head to myspace.com/IndigoUnleashed, ENT, E-N-T for entertainment. You can find out when they're next, when they're producing another show, and you can head there and pick up a calendar.
That so beats a firefighter's calendar any day.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Better guns.
Yeah. And before that, we had Outer National, a band from America. The song's called Eyes on Fire from their Eyes on Fire EP. And this is a pretty cool band. They're really socially active. The last thing they did, I think it was just last week, they played a show in New York City benefiting Safe Horizon, which is an organization that aids the victims of domestic violence and their families.
Nice.
And interesting thing about Outer National, they've worked with Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine fame, so watch for those guys going places.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to have him in your back pocket.
Yeah, that's right.
And who was the last? You said Ready, Set, Die. What's the difference? Are they, how long, do you know how long they've been around or anything like that?
I'm not too sure how long they've been around, but actually I should mention that What's the Difference is, it was a demo on their self-released, or their self-titled EP, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be like a full studio version on their upcoming EP called Until the End of Time, so head to their MySpace and look for that.
Excellent. Coming soon. Well, we are going to keep the music rolling. The next song we have is I love these guys. They're so fun. It's Gogol Bordello. And if you went to the Sasquatch Music Festival last year down in Washington at the Gorge, you would have been privy to a great energetic show by these guys. They have been involved in some animal awareness stuff back in a few years ago. They did a benefit concert for a New York, I think it was a New York dog refuge thing. So we like the bands that like the animals. This song, I chose it because I think it's got a really good message behind it. So this is Gogol Bordello with Tribal Connection on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Shall be aroused. I walk the sterile gardens. Life is a pause.
Here it is.
No can do this, no can do that. What the hell can you do, my friend, in this place that you call your town? Hey! No can do this, no can do that. What the hell can you do, my friend, in this place that you call your town?
I guess you can't expect
expect much from their hometown. Well, I don't know if you can even call it your own when they don't want you to get near excitement. And in protest of that, you just stay home.
Here it is now.
No can do this, no can do that. What the hell can you do, my friend, in this place that you call your town? On the intersection of all dimensions, where I was stopping by just for a drink, I meet a brother from Tribal Connection. And together we began to sing.
We're gonna turn frustration into inspiration.
Whatever demons are there, we're gonna set them free. Such is the method of Tribal Connection,
of our fun-loving restless breed.
I wanna walk this earth like it is mine, and so is everyone in our fun-loving tribe. Come on, man, is that real so much to ask? From all these goddamn Nazi feodals. But I'm gonna take it to community, 'cause I wanna everyone to see there never was any conspiracy. The music should be coming out of every car. There is a silence all over downtown. Only the intersections semi-alive. Outskirts are sedate. Me gone.
Don't switch the dial. I said do not switch the dial. This is a test of the Tito Corporation on radio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we are gonna change your vibration, boy. People come get up and pump them fists when sleeping talk. Hear me transmission, whether you drive or whether you walk. Put up my arms, turn out in the middle of the park. And transmit the signal in the light and in the dark. Yeah.
And we are gonna change your vibration. Why?
Me have the basic qualification just for get people straight. And talk on the microphone from 8 o'clock back to 8. People give me the recommendation from the musical scene. For jump on the rock, the song, the billowy song, the song with the most weight. Them sound up till I record it, till I drive the ring on me gate. For hear the tune, we rock on them, I'm putting the plate. When I walk with Charlie and Steve, we're doing this shirt, time for wait and re-emerge from the scene. Now I'm going on the hit radio retaliation. It's such a different corporation. We taking over your station. Sophistication make your bone off your rock. Sleeper wonder, get on the mic, the rock. I'm off in speed rap. And if your vibes is in the culture, I will lift it up on the top. Eric and rap, them produce the beat and invite sleeping on the track. The combination of the group destroy your whole habitat. The main objection of the track, but here the whole place flat. And all the people in the lungs, they all get up and they are singing.
Whoa, now, retaliation. Radio retaliation. It's such a different corporation. We're taking over your station. And we're gonna change your vibration. Why?
This. Oh, them can't take this way from where. Pop off a boy on tonight.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Had an obligation to their children,
and there was a real and true necessity and need for building.
Still the discipline and well proliferate the lineage.
Matters of the spirit, mind, and body taken serious.
But the way that we became what we became, somebody please explain.
Well, we can tell you if you're curious. Those that reign got the masses in chains and their minds enslaved.
And that's the part that makes me curious.
Christian feature to the neediest, this the greediest, trying to cheat us out of our God-given rights.
To a quality education, minimal opportunities for faith, but limited occupations, we are not given the choice.
Or given a voice within a political system, pimped and gangsted out, wherein the people are the victims, sheep being led about.
While the followers and patrons of any faith outside the mainstream are being braided, falsely painted, as endangering the way things work.
And the way things are tonight.
I can't believe that things ain't worse.
When all the wicked seeds we've sown have grown,
poisoned all the earth.
It serves us right.
Can't really act surprised when the harvest has no worth.
First and lurks around the corner is the product of our work.
Right now.
hypocrisy of secret terrorist cells.
Right now. The global poverty that makes up so common nature's people into poverty one step away from hell.
Right now. Healthcare battles bioengineering for the worldwide scare of the plague that we're fearing.
Right now. They have the right to put your life under surveillance.
Right now. They got the right to lock us up, we don't obey them.
Right now. Modern education don't prepare the youth.
Right now. Do what you gotta do.
There's people shooting at people that's throwing stones.
There's a movement of people across the globe.
Was there we ever goes around, comes around. Stop an action before the land comes out.
But he who stands alone with justice untouches.
Right, the only option we can profit from is movement toward the positive progressive thought that's rooted up in consciousness.
Right, grassroots run deep, true to defuse confusions to that root groups lose.
Right, we can benefit if we can pull our energy collectively, project it in a direction used effectively.
Right, use the opportunity to self-improve.
Right,
we can reinforce the strength of family unit.
Right,
opportunity of us to support the youth.
Right,
listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and online at www.citr.ca. And we just heard The Last Trumpet by Lyricsborne. We heart Lyricsborne at Are You Aware. What did you think of that one, Marcus?
I thought it was pretty groovy.
It's Lyricsborne is a great rapper. He's been around for a while now, and all, I mean, he has a good combination of having like fun, really goofy dance songs that you can shake your booty to, but he also has some really, really good songs that are involved in social justice and just like taking care of each other and things like that. And I might go out on a limb and say that's one of my most inspiring songs to listen to when I'm trying to do some good out there with my volunteer work and stuff. So
sweet.
I really like that song. And then before, who do we have before?
We had Thievery Corporation.
Yes, with Radio Retaliation, and they've been around for a while as well, and they're always very very vocal against injustices and things like that. Again, another great message around talking out and speaking out for those that don't have a voice. Thievery Corporation was involved with Waxploitation, which is they released a Causes album, Causes One, in 2007 to raise awareness of Darfur. And it's funny, like, unfortunately, so, you know, there's so many issues in the world right now with regards to, especially, you know, at the forefront of the media right now is the Haiti the Haiti earthquake. And unfortunately, we sometimes forget about, you know, there's other places in the world that really need our attention, like Darfur. The problem there hasn't gone away. People are still dying. There's a lot of violence over there as well. So I think it's really important just to sort of keep aware of those things like Darfur and Zimbabwe and things like that. So all the sales that went to that that album was given to Oxfam America to support Darfur. And it was funny because the Waxploitation founder, Jeff Ateu Antembi, sorry if I said it wrong, he had a really good statement around that in 2007 when the situation was quite dire. I mean, it's not any better now. But he said that we've made a conscious decision to create a sense of urgency, to mirror what is a dire situation in Darfur. It's not just a symbolic gesture. And I think that's really, it's a really good thing to have coming from someone like a record label or, you know, a company that is being socially responsible out there. So kudos to Waxploitation.
Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in that issue, definitely go online and check it out and look up some stuff, because like one link I can think of is csfdarfur.net. That's Canadian Students for Darfur.
Yes, and that's that was founded in Vancouver, and it has a huge presence in Vancouver. Yeah. So Clement Pack, he's the founder.
The founder.
And he, if you ever get to see him speak, I saw him speak at Music for Change in 2007. He's so dynamic and just really powerful. And one day we will definitely try and get Canadian Students for Darfur on the show so we can have a chat about what's happening there and why there is still a need of urgency. Before that, we had Gogo Bordello again with Tribal Connection from their album Super Taranta, and they again, I just love those guys.
Pretty awesome.
I love a little bit of gypsy and punk in my music. The next song we have is, do you want to announce it, seeing as I've been gas bagging way too much?
Okay. It's John and Roy, a local group, and the song's called Little Bit of Love.
And we all need that, and especially now, I think we gotta give a little bit of love out to Haiti and
for sure.
And show your support by giving some money. Okay, enjoy a little bit of love.
under the sun, just a crazy, crazy, crazy dream. Isn't life just a mirage of the world before the world, before the world? Why am I here and not over, over, over there? Where did time begin? Where does space end? Where do you and I? Where do you and I begin?
Jack Levine from Austin, Texas. You're listening to Are You Aware on 101.9 CITR Vancouver.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. And we just heard The Panics, which is from my hometown in Perth, Western Australia, with this. It's very nostalgic, as Marcus just mentioned. The song was called This Day Last Year, and the album was called A House on a Street in a Town I'm From. So I heart the Panics.
That just makes me want to call my mom.
I know. Yeah.
And before that, we heard from the Dirty Projectors. The song's called Stillness is the Move, and the album is Bite Orca. I might be like totally butchering that, but that's okay.
I think you did a great job.
Thanks. In May of last year, the Dirty Projectors collaborated with Bjork, who we heard from earlier in the show, to play a song to benefit Housing Works, which is an organization that provides shelter for homeless people suffering from AIDS. And that was in New York City, so.
Yay, we've got to love the Dirty Projectors. Well, we only have 10 more minutes left of Are You Aware for this Thursday, and there's two quite big songs that I want to play before we go.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited.
About the last one. I know, Christian, when I send him the program list for this week, he's really cut up that he's not here for the last song, and I want to make sure we get it in. But I won't tell you about it just yet.
Mystery.
I know. Do-do-do-do. But the next song is from a band that I adore called Blackalicious. They played, was it last year or the year before at the Commodore? If you haven't had a chance to check out Blackalicious, please do so. They're a great band, great energy. You can get down and funky and dirty to them. They're awesome. And actually, there is quite a famous voice on this next song who has been involved a lot with social justice, especially in his music. I'm not going to say who it is until after we get back, so it's a little guessing game for you guys. I know, I'm queen of mystery tonight. Enjoy Blackalicious with Brainwashers.
As itself, mankind was born. Step into the eye of the storm. Survivors palm. Casualties of evil men. Sliding the blinders on. Lies are spawned. Hey, are you conscious what side you're on? Is the total story told or isn't they hide you from? Why we're on the brink of murdering more innocent? Now it's life. We're patriotic and so militant. Get your ride on. Rise on. Take a look. They done even taken righteous laws. Rewrote the book. To benefit the prize they got their eyes on. Minds run rampant. Truth to be revealed when the proper time comes. Brainwashed.
And I'm trying lies and lies and lying. Where do I go? Where do I go? Crying, yes, I'm striving.
It's when you think how they want to think, speak how they want to speak, living in defeat, when you don't want to question what they teach, as the truth, with no proof, with the fear of burning in eternal heat, when you're programmed not to be your own man, but a sheep, being herded as they worded, so your thinking ain't free, when you sleep in a deep sleep, standing on your feet, when you beat making ends meet, water in they see, now you're labeled obsolete, working for elite bees, in the heat on bare feet, smiling, showing off your teeth, good grief, it's a circ how they work, and they jerk while they serve, us to surf in the circus underneath the brainwash.
And I'm trying lies and lies and lying. Where do I go?
Where do I go?
Crying, yes, I'm striving. Lies and lies and lying. How is your soul?
lies and lies ain't mine. Where do I go?
Where do I go?
Trying, yes, I'm striving. Lies and lies ain't mine. How does this go?
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. And we just heard Blackalicious with Brainwashers from their album Blazing Arrow. And Hands on Buzzers, who was the artist from that was featured on that song?
Colin Now.
Colin Now. You win absolutely nothing. Because we don't. Right. It's a community radio station. We don't have any giveaways. That was Ben Harper on there, if you didn't realise. That's nearly about it for us at Are You Aware this week. I just want to say thank you so much to Marcus for coming on and being my friend tonight. Well, Christian's
I'm
away.
I'm always your friend, even when I'm not on the show. And thanks so much for inviting me. I had a great time.
Oh, I'm glad. And then the next song, our last song for the evening, I actually got inspired to put this on the show because I was talking to my friend in London, England, not Ontario, and he was telling me there's a coveted position. I don't know if you guys know much about English chart music, but there's a coveted position of the UK Christmas number one, and it usually goes to really bad commercial music from like the X Factor or something like that.
Which is the original American Idol. But
yeah, scary
for British
stuff.
People.
So this year they decided, I think a couple of random dudes decided this is enough. They don't want an X Factor Christmas number one. So they actually put a campaign out to get that song not as the number one, and 650,000 people joined their Facebook and downloaded the next song to make it the number one hit of the UK Christmas charts of 2009. It's an old one, but it's a good one.
Oh, it's a very good one.
And I have to apologise for the language. There's a lot of language in this one. It's all relevant and it's... it gets you moving. So I'm sorry, Mum, that there's some bad words, but please forgive me. So enjoy what you can back announce it.
Rage Against the Machine.
Whoa, killing in the name of. Yay! Bye, have a good week.
Justified for wearing the badge and your chosen one.
horses are the same that brought crosses. Some of those that were forces are the same that brought crosses. Some of those that were forces are the same that brought crosses. Some of those that were forces are the same that brought crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told you. 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 Now you do what they told you.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Ooh. The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips.